How's your leg?
Feels pretty good right now.
You gonna be all right for the game? I mean, what's the doctors telling you right now?
Oh, at this point, I hadn't seen a doctor or anything, so we're just kind of taking it day by day and see how it goes.
How exactly did it happen?
To be honest, not really quite sure. It's just, you know, one of those things over the course of a game, you know, have that adrenaline going, so you really don't think about it. So.
Talk about being in such an emotional game in the last time out, and how you try and bounce back for what will be a tough opponent this week.
Well, you know, Coach Dooley preaches to treat every week like it's a season. So, you know, last week's done with. We came in at 6:30 this morning, viewed the game film, checked it out, and tried to correct the mistakes this week, and right now our focus is on Cal.
What do you see from their defense? They've given up some points in their first two games. Do you see some opportunities to figure out?
Well, obviously you try to scout out your opponent and see what they're doing, but as far as any specific advantages, we're not going to be broadcasting those over any press conferences at this point. But we're definitely just trying to work and prepare to give them a good run.
You touched on catching the end zone there, bobbled it, caught it. How did it feel just to get that out of there?
Well, it always feels great to score a touchdown. But, you know, it probably the biggest part about it was it felt good to actually just keep us in that game and keep giving us an opportunity to win. That was the main focus.
There was three ties and eight lead changes as a receiver being out on the field all the time. You know, were you thinking about that? Was one of your games?
Honestly, you really don't think about it. You're just out there. Just play each play. Forget the last one. Focus on the next one, just stay in the present at the time.
Worried about the jet lag or anything like that since you guys are going all the way out to California?
We're, you know, 18 to 23 years old. I don't think jet lag is really going to be that much of a factor for us.
Well, I mean, the reason why I ask is because you guys are traveling in a group. I mean, Coach was just saying the main thing he's worried about is being hydrated, you know. Feel like you guys are going to have enough time to prep and, like, the turnaround and all that stuff to the game time?
Well, our pregame routine is going to be the same no matter if we're at home or on the road. So you obviously want to take the necessary steps to make sure you're hydrated and ready for the game. So as far as going out to California for the first time, being our first road game, I don't think it's really that much of a concern for anybody.
From the outside looking in, that game looked like, last game looked like a real fun game to be a part of. I know, obviously, Andy wasn't the way you guys wanted it to go, but Was it as cool as you can make it when it was during the game where you're thinking about,
hey,
it's pretty exciting?
It would have been a lot cooler if we'd pulled it out. But as far as, you know, how exciting the game was, it was back and forth, and Hawaii's a good team. And to be able to go out there and play against somebody who's in the running for a Heisman Trophy, you know, that's obviously an exciting thing. But, I mean, our goal was to win the game, so we're pretty disappointed in that.
It looked like on that jump ball you got pretty shaken up. Was there any way you weren't not going to come back in that ball game?
No, I was pretty determined to come back in. I wasn't going to sit out, not for a game like that, when we were still winning like that.
In California's yellow uniforms look pretty cool.
Well, they look pretty good on the NCAA 08, so.
Would you prefer the blue or the yellow that they would wear?
I'd like to see a lot of white flying around out there, to be honest.
Coach Dooley talked about looking for a little more explosiveness maybe out of the receiving core. Through two games and all, how do you think the passing game is developing?
Well, through the first game, we definitely did not have the type of showing we wanted. And I think in the second game, we've improved. You know, our timing's getting a little better. We're starting to develop more. We've got a lot of young players that are contributing. And basically, we're just trying to improve each week and take the steps necessary to improve this offense and to contribute the way we need to. The running game's done an excellent job so far this season, and we need to kind of match that.
Any more questions for Mr. Wheeler?